Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Jeff Hathorne joins us now. Pat Bostic kind enough to be with us until 9 o'clock. And Jeff, want to do like 99% football stuff here with you. Jeff, of course, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. But we got to start real quick with the Pirate game last night, and then Noah Hyles really ticking off Derek Shelton in the post game. You're a Big J journalist. Did Noah do anything wrong there, or was that a question that needed to be asked?
I think Noah does a great job. He asks a lot of tough questions. He doesn't put up with a lot of BS. That one, I don't know if it needed to be asked. Just got no hit. I mean, we've seen Rowdy Tellez in a game before. Like, I think at that point you could have left that lie because you knew what the story was. It was the no-hitter. And the fact that Rowdy was in just – probably didn't need any mention at all.
Oh man,
it was 11-0. I don't know if you knew that it was 11-0 at that point, though, Jeff.
No, what I'm saying is it's 11-0. Like that's the story. The fact that Rowdy in the game wasn't.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
If they would have put Bednar in the game, that would have been more of a story. Like, what are you doing wasting a guy when you've got another game on Thursday night?
Which was kind of his point, right? That was kind of Shelton's point.
Right.
Right. Right.
Jeff.
Right.
And I know that everybody is clamoring to Pirates right now, but we're going to skip over that and head over to the Steelers because the Steelers play Sunday and there's a game tonight and NFL football kicks off tonight. At the end of the game on Sunday, around what, 4:15, 4 p.m., who are we talking about? Who's the guy for the Steelers that's saying this guy had a great game and this is the reason why the Steelers won?
Najee Harris had a great game. Steelers were able to get that running game going, and that's the and they created enough run game to make a few play action passes. But I think Najee Harris is the reason you're talking about a win in Atlanta, if that's the way it goes on Sunday.
Here's my question for you, Jeff. Who's the starting left tackle? Who's the starting right tackle when they line up on Sunday?
Dan Moore on the left side. And Broderick Jones on the right. Troy Faltano was saying after practice, was telling me that, hey, he did his first live drills, feels better, starting to get that confidence back with the knee. But he hasn't done anything quite like that since the Houston preseason game. I can't imagine, even if he would practice full today, that you would have that limited time and put a rookie. If it's a 10-year vet, maybe it's a different story, but you put a rookie into his first game on the road and put him in that situation. I think it'll be Dan Moore and Broderick Jones.
Jeff, will we see Justin Fields on offense?
I think, but limited. I mean, I don't anticipate this monster package, but, you know, Tom had even said it himself. When you have an athlete like that, you have to find a way to get him out on the field. So I think they will, but I don't expect that it's going to be, you know, any series or anything like that. But, you know, even if the head coach is out there saying we need to get this guy on the field and you look at what they have, I mean, he is, you could argue he is their most dynamic player.
Jeff, I know that today is the big practice day, but yesterday, Jaylen Warren limited, Roman Wilson limited, Troy Faltano limited. I think Faltano has to get a helmet just because you don't have enough tackle depth. I think Jaylen Warren's going to be good to go. What do you think about Roman Wilson being a young guy, having practiced as limited as he has to this point?
Yeah, I agree with you with Warren, and we'll see more today. You're right. Roman Wilson, that's another guy. I mean, he's a rookie, and he hasn't really practiced since the beginning of training camp,
yeah.
And he hasn't had a full practice yet. Even if he has just one full practice, and even if he goes Friday, which is kind of a hybrid walkthrough, I don't see Roman Wilson being out there. There's just been too much time where he hasn't been available at practice to be able to be out there. Now, he's moving in the right direction, and I think, you know, that time is coming sooner than later, but I don't think that time is going to be Sunday. They're going to go with that receiving core, and, you know, we'll see if somebody can make a name for themselves and establish themselves at least after 1 week as a two.
Jeff, Corey Trice, obviously a young guy, but he practiced it in a limited capacity. He practiced it. Where the hell did that go?
I just let you go.
Man, that was like Antonio Brown expertism right there.
Expertism.
He practiced it yesterday, Jeff. Did we lose Jeff?
Hillgrove called in because he's coming on next and bumped Jeff off the call.
Oh, okay. You could just say that on the air.
We're all.
This I did say it on the air. Yeah.
Oh, you did say that on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. Did he?
I don't think so.
Hillgrove's coming on.
Yeah. Every week. Every week.
Awesome.
Yeah. We got him.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going, buddy?
Hello.
Jeff,
I don't know what happened there?
Jeff, did you hear me say practiced it?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I've created new words myself, so I appreciate you adding to the dictionary.
Yeah, that was very Craig Wolfley-esque. We have Bill Hillgrove coming on in the next segment, and I forgot about him totally. So this will be the last question for you, buddy. My apologies for that.
Yeah,
but
no,
Corey
please.
Trice, another young guy, but I feel like they need him to play despite not getting a ton of practice reps because you're so thin at corner.
Yeah, and I think there's an opportunity that he'll be able to play on Sunday. He's shown a lot of good things. I mean, he's got the size. They're kind of anxious to see what he could do. I think the best thing for that secondary, a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins, who does like to get rid of the ball pretty quickly. But, that's one of the areas to watch this Sunday is that secondary.
Jeff, we appreciate your time, buddy. In one of the clunkiest interviews we've ever done, I take full responsibility. It is my fault. But thank you. We'll talk to you about Najee Harris and a Steelers victory on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, boys. Best to Billy.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.
Wow. We were just.
It was smooth until.
No, it was never smooth.
No.
It was never smooth.
Didn't feel it. I wanted to get out quick.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.